Trade Planner is a full-service marketing agency in New York. To promote your brand and grow sales, contact us at tradeplanner.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. You know, we asked you to send us some thought-provoking stuff, and you guys delivered. You sent us hiring advice from a marketing agency, and wow.
I know, right? Talk about a curveball.
Totally. Like, at first glance, I was like, marketing, hiring, what's the connection? Huh. But let me tell you, this document does not disappoint.
Not at all. It's actually got me thinking about the whole hiring process in a whole new light.
Me too. And the first thing that really jumped out at me was this idea of sitting on the same side.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. It's like their whole philosophy kind of hinges on this idea of collaboration. You know, instead of the classic interview where it feels like you're facing off against a firing squad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They want to ditch that whole us versus them vibe entirely. They want to create a more relaxed, more collaborative environment.
I like it. I mean, who hasn't felt that knot in their stomach walking into a job interview, right?
Exactly. And they even suggest like little things like swapping out face-to-face interview, which sounds kind of confrontational when you think about it, and using in-person interview instead.
Interesting. It's subtle, but I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's all about creating a different feeling right from the start.
Okay, I'm sold on a less stressful interview experience for everyone involved, honestly, but how does this sitting on the same side thing actually work in practice? Do they give any concrete examples?
They do. They lay out this really intriguing three-stage interview process.
Three stages? Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
So the first two stages are what they call one-sided video interviews.
Hold up, one-sided. So the candidate is basically, what, recording themselves answering questions?
Yep, exactly that. The first stage is all about personality. And, you know, just verifying the basics. It gives the candidate a chance to, like, gather their thoughts, present themselves in their best light, you know, without somebody staring them down.
I can see how that would be helpful, especially for people who get nervous in interviews. It takes some of the pressure off.
Right. And here's the kicker. They actually suggest keeping things anonymous for this first stage. So no names, no titles, nothing that could, you know, trigger any unconscious bias.
Whoa. They just want to see you for you. I like it.
It's radical transparency, but in a way that actually levels the playing field.
So stage one is all about getting a feel for the person, their personality. What about stage two then? More of the same.
Stage two is where they dive a little deeper into the technical stuff, you know, skills, experience, that kind of thing. Usually the team leader would step in at this point to see if the candidate really has the chops for the role.
Ah, so it's like a more focused deep dive into their actual qualifications. Okay, so then stage three must be where the whole sitting on the same side thing actually comes into play.
Bingo. Stage three is the in-person interview. But remember, we're not talking your typical boardroom showdown, you know, with the big table and the candidates sweating under the spotlight. They ditch all that.
Okay, so how do they do it? No tables, no chairs, everyone just sits on the floor.
Well, not quite, but close. Imagine this. The hiring team actually sits beside the candidate, not across from them.
Wow. Now that's different. They're really serious about this whole collaboration thing, huh? That's wild. I can't believe they actually ditched the boardroom altogether. Talk about shaking things up. But okay, so they've got the collaborative vibe going. They've got their three-stage interview process. What else did this document have to say?
Well, they had some pretty interesting advice for candidates, too. It's actually pretty refreshing, to be honest.
Oh, do tell. I'm always up for some good interview tips.
Okay, so remember how we talked about ditching the whole us versus them mentality? Well, they take that same philosophy and apply it to the candidate's mindset, too.
Interesting. So it's not just about the physical setup or even the way the interviewers approach it. It's about how the candidate approaches it, too.
Exactly. It's like they want everybody to be on the same page from the get-go. And one of the biggest things they emphasize is honesty.
Honesty. Okay. That's not usually the first thing that comes to mind when I think of job interviews.
You know, right? But their point is, like, instead of trying to have this perfect answer for every single question, they actually encourage candidates to admit when they don't know something.
Really? They're telling people to say, I don't know, in an interview. That seems kind of risky, doesn't it?
Well, it's all about how you say it, right?
Yeah.
Like, instead of just drawing a blank, they suggest saying something like, that's a great question. I don't have the answer off the top of my head, but here's how I would approach it.
So you're showing them that you're willing to figure it out, that you're not afraid to learn something new.
Exactly. Or even just acknowledging that you need more information. Like, that's an interesting angle. I'd want to learn more about X, Y, and Z before giving you a definitive answer.
It shows you're thoughtful, that you're not just going to jump into something blindly. That's actually pretty smart.
Right. And it plays into their whole authenticity thing. They're basically saying, like, it's okay to not be an expert in everything.
I like that. So honesty is big for them. What else? Any other pearls of wisdom?
This one might sound kind of random, but they're big on using active voice versus passive voice strategically.
Ooh, grammar. My favorite.
Mine too. Yeah. Just kidding. But it's actually not as complicated as it sounds. Basically, they're saying to emphasize your accomplishments using active language while putting a more like passive spin on any weaknesses or setbacks.
Okay, I'm going to need an example.
Sure. So let's say like you were part of a project that, you know, completely tanked. Instead of saying, I was part of a project that failed miserably.
Which, let's be real, we've all been there at some point.
Totally. So instead of that, you could say, I collaborated with a team on a project. And while the outcome wasn't what we'd hoped for, I learned X, Y, and Z from the experience.
Ah, so you're taking ownership, but also highlighting what you learned from it.
Exactly. It shows you're not afraid to acknowledge challenges and that you actually see them as opportunities for growth.
I like it. Okay, I'm sold. Any other golden nuggets of advice? What about those like weird curveball questions they throw at you sometimes?
Oh, they had some fun with those. They actually give you some sample responses for those. Like, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? Questions.
Oh, gosh, those are the worst. I could never figure out what they're actually trying to get at with those.
Right. But their whole approach is to just roll with it. Like, they had this one for, will you steal office supplies? And their response was something like, well, I can't promise I won't accidentally walk away with a pen or two. They're pretty nice, by the way.
Uh-huh. I love that. It's honest. It's funny. It even throws in a little compliment to the company.
It's all about finding those moments to connect, even when you're totally thrown off guard.
This is gold. This is pure gold. I'm already feeling more prepared for my next interview. But okay, we've talked about the candidate side of things. This document did say it was coming from a marketing agency, Rana.
Yeah. Why?
Well, did they have anything to say about, like, job ads themselves?
Yeah.
I always feel like those could use a little makeover,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's where they really bring in the whole marketing perspective.
Okay, now I'm really curious. Spill the tea. What do marketing and job ads have in common?
Well, they basically challenge a lot of those, like, deeply ingrained hiring practices. You know, those really long, jargon-filled job descriptions that basically read like a laundry list of requirements?
Ugh, yes.
The ones that make you feel unqualified before you even finish reading them.
Exactly. They say those are a huge turnoff for a lot of qualified candidates, especially women.
Really? I never thought about it that way, but it makes sense.
It creates this unnecessary barrier to entry, like they're almost trying to scare people away instead of attracting them.
So what's their solution? How do you make a job ad more.approachable? More, dare I say, marketable?
Okay, ready for this? Radical transparency.
Oh, lay it on me.
They're huge proponents of, including salary ranges, right there in the job ad. Whoa. Now that's a hot take. I know a lot of companies are really hesitant to do that.
Oh, for sure. But their whole philosophy is that it saves everyone time and energy in the long run.
Makes sense. That way you're attracting people who are actually aligned with your compensation philosophy from the get-go.
Exactly. No more surprises down the line. No more awkward salary negotiations.
I like it. It's about respect. Both for the company's time and the candidates.
Exactly. It's about building that trust right from the start. No more hiding the ball, so to speak.
And it all comes back to that sitting on the same side thing, doesn't it? It's bigger than just the interview itself. It's about changing the whole vibe around hiring, making it more of a two-way street.
Totally. It's like they're saying, instead of seeing it as this adversarial process where one side's trying to win, why not approach it as a partnership?
You know, it's funny. We started this deep dive talking about how this document was coming from a marketing agency. And I got to say, they really delivered on that front.
Didn't they? They took this like totally unexpected approach to hiring and kind of turned the whole thing on its head.
Big time. But I got to ask, do you think it actually works? Like, can you really apply marketing principles to something like hiring?
Well, think about it this way. What's the goal of marketing? To attract customers, right? To get them excited about your product, your brand.
Right.
So what if you thought of potential hires as your customers? What if you approached the whole hiring process with that same kind of energy and creativity?
Okay, I'm following you.
like your company culture, your values, the opportunities you offer. Those are your products now.
Wow, when you put it like that, makes perfect sense.
It's all about showcasing what makes your company a great place to work, being upfront about what you stand for, and finding those people who are genuinely excited to be a part of it.
It's like dating, but for jobs.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Wow, this whole deep dive has been a wild ride. I feel like we went from this one little document to completely rethinking the entire hiring process.
It's amazing what a fresh perspective can do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for anyone out there who's gearing up for a job search, whether you're the one doing the hiring or the one hoping to get hired, remember this. Ditch the old playbook. It's time to embrace collaboration, be authentic, and challenge the status quo.
And who knows? You might just find that perfect fit.
I love it. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Until next time.
See ya.